Now to Libya, where rebels have seized an oil refinery in Zawiya, as well as the city's central square. Zawiya is just west of Tripoli, and that puts an even tighter squeeze on the capital city. As we heard yesterday, residents of Tripoli are fleeing. There are shortages of electricity and gasoline, and a main resupply corridor for forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi is now blocked. For more on the isolation in Tripoli, we're joined by Missy Ryan of Reuters. She is in Tripoli. Missy Ryan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
And first, give us a picture of how cut off the city of Tripoli is at this point.
Well, at this stage, Tripoli is surrounded on three sides by rebels and by the Mediterranean on the fourth. The road to Tunisia really was the capital so linked to the outside world and the pipeline for smuggled fuel, food, and other goods.
As cut off as it is in Tripoli, how bad is the shortage of fuel or electricity that we've heard about?
Prices for fuel and cooking gas have increased exponentially in recent months, and now there are fears that it could get even worse. There are rolling power outages across the city. Yesterday, for example, power was out across the city for 5 hours.
Now, as I understand it, there were NATO bombings tonight in Tripoli. What can you tell us about that?
NATO conducts airstrikes almost nightly in different parts of Tripoli and occasionally during the day. Today, we were attending a press conference at the Prime Minister's office in central Tripoli, and there was a series of explosions that shook all the buildings in central Tripoli.
Now, I know that your movements, those of reporters in Tripoli generally, are controlled by the government there, but to the extent that you can get about and talk to people, what do you hear from residents, from people who live in the city, from people who own shops in the city? What do they say about these times?
People are very worried. Those that support Gaddafi and those that don't are worried. They're worried about what a long siege will mean for food and fuel, as I said, and they're worried about what a rebel advance into the city will mean.
Worried that there will be fighting in the city or that there'll be recriminations against supporters of the regime?
No one really knows what to expect here in Tripoli. Gaddafi has distributed weapons to many Tripoli residents, and some of them are promising to fight to the death. There could be a very bloody battle.
But when you say Gaddafi has distributed weapons to residents of the city and that they will fight, are there also organized units, intact units of the Libyan army that are fighting in defense of Gaddafi?
You actually don't see many soldiers or military vehicles on the streets of Tripoli. It appears to be a very quiet city at the moment. There certainly are checkpoints across the city, and there's a sense that security has been intensified, but most of those checkpoints are manned by volunteers.
And do you get the sense that Libyans who are in Tripoli, by definition, support Gaddafi, or are there many opponents of him there who might conceivably assist the rebels once they get there?
There certainly is opposition to Gaddafi in Tripoli. People tend to be very quiet about it, especially when discussing their feelings with foreign reporters or accompanied by government minders. It's just difficult for the foreign media to know the extent of support for the opposition and the degree to which they're organized to rise up if rebels do enter the city. And we get reports every morning of isolated clashes in different parts of the city, but it's virtually impossible for us to verify them.
Well, you're there as the government has lost much of its access to the outside world. How do they explain it? How do your minders put a brave face on what's happened to the regime?
The Gaddafi government describes the rebels as armed gangs, and they contend that they will be able to defeat them militarily in short order. Obviously, no one knows whether that's the case.
Well, Missy Ryan, thanks for talking with us and take care.
Thank you.
It's a reporter, Missy Ryan of Reuters, speaking to us from the capital of Libya, Tripoli.